Well, this morning, the meditation, the children's message, and the testimonial are all related. That could actually, well, it, related in more ways than one. Because I'm doing the meditation, my wife is doing the children's message, and my daughter is going to be doing the testimonial. But they are also related thematically. So if you thought one way or the other, you're right on both counts there. May you be blessed as you catch a glimpse of God at work in our behalf. God is at work in the world. And I want to briefly talk about women that honored the Lord using Exodus chapter 1, verses 6 to 21 as a text. And let me just share or say that the reason for my brevity, and perhaps you'll be glad that it's brief, but the reason for my brevity is actually so that Kathy will have adequate time that she might want to use in her testimonial. So here we are, Exodus chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. It says, Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land. Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. And then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah and the other Puah. And he said, When you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mightily, or mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, Every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Well, the first thing I want to highlight is that the midwives feared God. They feared God. Now, it would be interesting, wouldn't it? Sometimes I just wish we could have some of these Bible characters up here and interview them and talk to them and find out more about them. It would be interesting to know what the backgrounds were of Shiphrah and Puah. What were their families like? How did their parents raise them? How did they develop the expertise to be a midwife? And how did they have such a strong faith in the Lord? Now, we're not told a lot about these women, but what we are told says a lot. In the first part of verse 17, it says that the midwives feared God. Now, the word fear, as it's used in that particular passage, means to revere, it means to reverence, it means to stand in awe of, to show proper honor. What we need to realize is that people, or women that honor the Lord, are women of faith. People that honor the Lord are people of faith. Women of honor are those that seek to pass along the faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy of his heritage. pointing out that there were actually two godly women that were very significant in his life. And here's what it says in verse 5 of that passage. I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in you also. So, our calling, whether women or men, is to revere the Lord. It's to show proper honor, not just in our speech, but in daily life. The midwives feared the Lord, and so should you and I. Now, the second thing I want to highlight is that the midwives saved the children. Saved the children. I assume that these two, Shipra and Pua, never heard about a pregnancy help center. But they were about protecting the babies. They undoubtedly never heard of an organization called Right for Life. But it seems to me from reading the text here that they really were pro-life, were they not? Verse 17 says, "But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive." Think about it now. These women took a very courageous stand. They took a courageous stand that they might be true to a higher calling. Now, saving children can make a difference for generations to come. Now, when our daughter, Kathy's birth mother, canceled the appointment for the abortion and chose to give birth, it made a difference for Diane and I. It made a difference for our congregation. Because a mother saved a child, we have a person that plays piano or keyboard or drums or dobro, among other things, that it sings, that gives piano lessons, that in the near future is going to start those that are interested in practice for a Christmas cantata this year. But the question is, will you and I be as courageous and as faithful to the Lord as the Hebrew midwives were? The thing I want to highlight, thirdly, is that God blessed the midwives. Now, Shipra and Pua may not have had a good standing with the king of Egypt, but they had a good standing before the king of the universe. I'd like you to notice again God's response to these women that saved the children, according to verses 20 and 21. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them. Now, it's been a number of years, but I still remember a woman taking an unpopular stand. Some of you are going to remember this as well. A woman that took an unpopular stand as she addressed people in high office. The date was February 3, 1994, and it was Mother Teresa had been invited to speak at the National Prayer Breakfast sponsored by the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. And in attendance that day was President Clinton and Hillary and Vice President Gore and Tipper. And the room got very quiet when Mother Teresa spoke about the violence of abortion. Now, to her credit, though, she didn't just talk about something that was wrong. She went on to talk about something that was right. She went on about ministering to the children and meeting the needs of the children and perhaps adoption for the children and a variety of things like that. Teresa was about taking care of the children. Now, sometimes women may shy away from Proverbs chapter 31 because it seems to portray the virtuous woman as sort of a wonder woman of sorts. Am I right, women? Some of you have felt that, perhaps. But there is a verse at the end of the chapter, though, that is very relevant to what we've been just now reflecting on. Verse 30 says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. The Hebrew midwives feared God, and because of their reverence, the Lord blessed them. And may the Lord bless you as well, both women and men of faith who honor the Lord. Let's pray. Gracious God, we do thank you for your faithfulness to us, and thank you for how you worked over the years to accomplish your good plan and purpose. And we thank you for the fact that you are active in our day and alive and at work in our midst. We thank you for how we have experienced it personally and in our own families and in our church. Thank you, Lord. I pray your blessing upon women today who are seeking to honor you in various ways. Please continue to grant them grace. And we also want to pray this morning for women who may be hurting. Some may be hurting today because of the fact that it's Mother's Day. And we pray for those, Lord, who because of grief or because of disappointment or because perhaps of pain and failure, find it not to be a happy occasion. Bless them abundantly. May they see you, though, and may their hearts be touched as well. So we just come with expectation, trusting that you will lead us in our worship, and we continue to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.